This week, the U.S. Supreme Court let stand a lower court order that says the state of Washington has to pay for removing culverts that block fish migration. That is an expensive proposition. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he believes the state should not be the only responsible party.
If there's a responsibility, it's a shared responsibility. So, for example, these culverts that are the subject of the lawsuit, they were designed under specifications required by the federal government. And now there's concerns those culverts aren't working properly. Well, our view is, well, great, they need to be fixed. Why are only Washington state taxpayers paying for that if they were constructed under the requirements of the federal government? The federal government should pay as well.
Ferguson says efforts to remove and fix some culverts that block migration may not even work because of other issues like downstream landowners with barriers that block streams. Ferguson believes the eventual cost to the state could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.